Well, Joe Biden is blasting President Trump after last night's photo op at a church. CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff joins us now with more. Bill, what did Biden have to say about the president?
Well, Linda, Biden is adding on to the criticism coming from the Democrats and even some Republicans about the president's order to clear out Lafayette Park yesterday evening before the curfew using smoke bombs, potentially tear gas and rubber bullets. Biden saying from a speech at City Hall in Philadelphia that he said basically when peaceful protesters were dispersed in order for the president just to stage a photo op, he says you could be forgiven for believing that the president is more interested in his power than his principle, and says, you know, the presidency is a duty to care about all of us and not just our voters, saying that the president was really going after his base with that walk across the park to stand in front of St. John's Episcopal Church with a Bible yesterday evening.
And what did Biden have to say about the George Floyd protests?
Well, he said, it's a peaceful protest. You know, he acknowledged the fact, like others have, that there are people in there that are trying to hijack those protests and turn them violent. But he says, you know, the people had a right to be in that park. They had a right to be there, again, calling the protest peaceful. Now he's actually focusing some of his attention as well on Congress. He's calling on them to enact reforms that would address racial inequality. And saying, you know, there've got to be some police reforms coming from the legislative level. And he says if he's elected, it's one of the first things he's going to ask Congress to do.
Is there anything in Congress happening on that now?
Just a lot of speechifying. Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House today, condemned the president for clearing the protesters out of the park. She quoted the book of Ecclesiastes saying that, it's everything. There is a time. There's a time, for love. There's a time for war. She says this is a time for healing and called on the president to take part in that. Across the other side of the Capitol, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer there of New York blistered the president today, saying that he was more interested in his base and making himself look good for a photo op. And again, that's a line that's being used by Democrats pretty much across the board.
And CBS News correspondent Bill Rakoff with the latest from Washington.